This is WCOOK coming to you live from Atlanta, GA. You are now tuned in to The Lioness Den with your host, Chinwe. And it's all brought to you by locally grown Black Girl Magic. Welcome to The Lioness Den. Welcome to The Lioness Den. We got Weezy on the mic and we might have a guest or two. Never know what she might do, but she always keeps it cool. Welcome to The Lioness Den. Welcome to The Lioness Den. Just a young black woman trying to make a difference. Sit and listen. Now let the show begin. Welcome to The Den. The Lioness Den, hosted and mosted by yours truly, Chinwe. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Chinweezy underscore. Make sure you follow the Lioness Den blog underscore on Twitter and log on to the lionessdenblog.com to stay up to date and current with all of the Lioness Den's amazing and awesome content. Let's dive right on into what we're going to talk about this week. There's a lot going on, but it's short, sweet, and to the point. But first, a word from our sponsor. The Lioness Den is brought to you by CMC Productions, LLC, the only production company you need to be worried about. And if you would like more information on that production company, you can head on over to www.chinweezy.com.
Extra, extra, read all about it!
In gentrification today, hashtag why people, a.k.a. why people? That's right, I'm talking about our fellow youngest brother here on the planet, the Caucasian persuasion there. They officially decided to hit niggas in the jugular. Now, the reason why I use the word nigga is because this is something that black people, specifically niggas, have always done. I'm talking about slides and socks, matching slides and matching socks, Nike slides and Nike socks, Adidas slides and Adidas socks, you know, that combination that us Negroes are accustomed to on a regular basis. Anyway, this guy named Ellis Matthews from East Ham, London, tweeted a picture of some people in Nike slides and Nike socks at his church ping pong and just commented on how he'd never seen that before and how he thought it was a new trend, which is something that a publication decided to run with on Twitter. And the headline read, "Don't fight socks and sandals. Considered the go-to look for suburban dads, socks and sandals are being embraced as a spring look." Give me a break. All right, first the baby hair, first the braids, now socks and sandals. I mean, that's just like taking chicken out of a black person's hand. Oh, also, Crystals is selling Kool-Aid. I saw my friend Micah comment about it. Follow him at Mike Driz on Snapchat. And he's like, really, Crystals? Y'all just gonna take Kool-Aid, something that black people been making forever, and freeze it and sell it back to black people? Disrespectful. Right, let the boos echo from the halls of Oh Hell Nah. Speaking of more gentrification, Kylie of Jenner, the Jenner clan, Kylie of the Kardashian clan, Kylie Jenner, you know she's in trouble because she allegedly stole this girl's design from Plugged NYC designer Tazita Balamley. She dropped some receipts between she and what looks like Kylie Jenner's assistant or whoever handles her business, but basically asking for orders of her stuff. And then Kylie pops up with the same exact design, selling them as if they are her own original pieces of work. And her sister, Khloe Kardashian, recently got in trouble for this just last week, stealing designs and not giving full credit. So I'm actually curious to know how that's going to fare out, if they're going to have some type of settling or lawsuit or what exactly is going to happen. I'm curious. There have also been complaints, though, that Kylie Jenner's makeup line is a ripoff of ColourPop. They say that it's the same exact ingredients at a much higher price, and people are just not rocking with Kylie. But there are a lot of people that are rocking with Kylie and purchasing all of the things that we are complaining about because she is the youngest person on the Forbes 100 list. I mean, you know, I'm not a huge fan of the Kardashian-Jenner's appropriation of black culture and making money and monetizing it. However, I must say that Kylie Jenner does have that it factor. Whatever it is, she has it. And she has people captivated. And she has people buying what she's selling. I mean, from start to finish, whatever it may be. And she is, like I said, the youngest person on the Forbes 100. She's number 49. That's kind of high up there. She just cracked the top 50. That's crazy. And her sister is at number 47. So neck and neck, I definitely think we know who's going to be next in line when Kim Kardashian inevitably body drops or just gets old. Diddy was number one on the Forbes 100 list at 130 million. And Beyonce came in at second at $105 million for last year. Talk about girl power. Congratulations to Diddy and Queen B. It's a Friday. That is Friday Interlude off my upcoming mixtape, 84 Cent. Make sure you stay tuned in to my Instagram at Chinweezy underscore, as well as Twitter at Chinweezy underscore, to make sure you are aware of when that is dropping. It's hot fire. In today's edition of This Brother Assistant Needs Jesus, I want to talk about Eldrick Taunt Woods, a.k.a. El Tigre, also known as Tiger Woods. Supposed to be the best or one of the best golfers to ever have walked the planet Earth, but he's got some demons on the inside of him that are just eating him alive. He recently, as of today, if reports are correct, checked himself into rehab. This is his second time in rehab since 2010 for prescription drugs. This time he was found uncomprehensive, out of it, basically. Behind the wheel of a car crash, he said he was on Xanax and Vicodin. Wow. I mean, those are like rapper drugs, Tiger. What's going on, bro? Like, you need to talk to someone professionally. And that's what his wife is saying. She is going to file to remove the joint custody if he does not go to rehab. Get it together, Tiger Woods. Seriously. We can't be wallowing. We can't be, you know, doing this whole self-pity thing. Whatever's going on, man, go get you some help. Another brother that needs some help and needs Jesus is Nick Young. Not the basketball player. I'm talking about Nick Young, who was found responsible for the death of Bobby Christina last year. Well, apparently he's in the news for beating up his new girlfriend. So it's not good enough that you are found responsible for her and have to pay back her estate some $36 million. But now you got a new girlfriend a year later, which means you know they've been dating since this whole thing happened. So I'm going to say you got a girlfriend, new girlfriend within a year, and now you're back in the news for some foolishness. He needs consequences for his actions. That's not okay. You can't act like that. That's wrong. You are found responsible for the life of someone else. And whether or not it is 100% true, whether or not they just, you know, pin the crime on you or whatever the case may be, whatever your truth is, you need to act better because people are watching you. And image is half the battle.
There it is. Redemption for Golden State. One of the great playoff runs of all time is complete. The Warriors are NBA champions again.
In sports, you know, the NBA Finals just wrapped up. Congratulations to the Golden State Warriors, Steph Curry and co. Great job, guys. You know, I didn't get to really watch the series like that, but I did watch the one game where the Cavaliers won, game four. And I just didn't see the heart. Now, I'm Team Bron Bron. I'm a huge fan of LeBron James. But I just didn't see that same heart that I saw when I watched the Warriors. And it could just be that they're younger and more agile, and they just seem hungry. But I'm still Team Bron Bron, but I'm just saying they played a great game. And now they're saying that Stephen Curry is on his way, if not already, to being the greatest or on the list of the greats. But that's awesome. Shine on, brother, shine on. Now, Rihanna put up a hilarious video of a rendition of Lion King. Make sure you go watch that. she loves some LeBron. I don't know what it is with her affinity with LeBron, but it's a really funny video. Go watch it. I'm not going to spoil it. And y'all are mad disrespectful. Folks is on Twitter and Instagram disrespecting Kevin Durant's mama. That's so rude. Y'all wouldn't want nobody talking about your mama or your bald-headed sister. So don't be laughing at people. Like, some of y'all just act like y'all ain't got no home training. But anyway, on a more positive note, I want to say congratulations to Kenya Moore. I heard that she is married. I don't know if the rumors are 100% true, but if she is, congratulations, my sister. I hope that you find happiness and that you're just happy, because that's all that really matters. Be happy in your own truth. And I also want to just, take a moment to thank the heavens for something that happened in this whole Flint, Water, Michigan crisis, all right? The head of Michigan's health department and five others have been charged with involuntary manslaughter concerning the Flint water crisis. But y'all don't hear me, though. I say Nick Lyon, the director of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, was charged, according to the New York Times, with involuntary manslaughter and misconduct in office. And those felonies could get him up to 20 years in prison. And then you got his homeboy, his PIC, Dr. Eden V. Wells, the chief medical executive for the department, who was charged with obstruction of justice and lying to a peace officer. And he could face up to 7 years. Now, when I say won't he do it, I say won't he do it. They say there are other 15 former and current state local officials that are also facing criminal charges in this 17-month investigation. And they said it could go even higher up. And, that's just wonderful. I think that just goes to show that God is always working. And you really just got to believe. And that brings me into the Wheezy Word of Wisdom. You have to believe that God is on your side at all times. He's always looking out for you. Sometimes the lesson might be harder than other lessons, so it might feel like you don't have all the help that you normally have from God, but you have to trust and believe that he will not lead you astray. And sometimes things will work out for you in the end, and sometimes it will work out for you along the way, and sometimes you just have to be patient and fight for what you believe in, and everything will work itself out. Girl, why everybody staring at you and laughing? Oh, they're reading my shirt. They've been doing it all day. She don't know nothing. She just knows she in school. Oh, that is funny. Girl, who made that? Wheezy Tees. That's dope. They got any more sayings? Yeah, girl. Funny and inspirational. Like, better. Knowledge becomes power when properly applied. Ooh, that sound real good. Look, I'm on their IG now at Wheezy Tees. I'm about to order this one. If you don't gas you, then who will? It's like a double hitter. Like, gas, like, pump your head up, and gas, like, you know, gas. Oh, yeah, I get it. Girl, I'm about to order all these. Me too. What's the website? ChinWheezy.com. I'm about to be the flyest in the streets in my Wheezy Tees. That's right. Make sure y'all head over to chinwheezy.com/shop to cop you one of those original shirts, a Wheezy Tee. Get you some Wheezy Tees. And make sure you follow Wheezy Tees on Instagram at Wheezy Tees. That's WheezyTeez. Now, moving on, you know we got to do our King of the Jungle segment. And in light of Father's Day, which is this Sunday for 2017, I would like to dedicate the King of the Jungle to my father, the one and only Dr. AJ Cook. My dad has always been there for me. And even when I didn't appreciate it and I wasn't grateful and I couldn't really see what all he was trying to do as a parent and I didn't understand it, he was still there for me. And really taught me the meaning of unconditional love and really believing in yourself and having that confidence and going through life really believing that you could be anything you want it to be regardless of how whoever felt what. And you use your resources around you to build relationships whatever you want to build out of life, literally and metaphorically. And that, and for so many other reasons, is why I love my dad and I appreciate him. And so for you, Dad, I have this poem, Happy Father's Day, from Chin Chin. In the past 6 months, you have been what you have always been, a hero for me. I couldn't see it then, but just how fish swim, it would always be. A ram in the bush on a rainy day, never a cloudy sky in the most literal way. Just as corny as can be, but actually quite funny. A standard setter that is never phased, a wild man with abstract taste, a bird that flies and never clips its wings, precision and grace in a heart that is harmoniously balanced on God's strings. A stand-up guy with a positive attitude and just an all-around good dude. My dad, Dr. AJ.
You the real MVP.
Yes. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Thank you for tuning in to episode 12 of The Lioness Den with the hostess who's got the mostest. Yours truly, Chinwey. Make sure you follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Chinweezy _. Follow The Lioness Den on Twitter at The Lioness Den _. Make sure you check out thelionessdenblog.com as well as chinweezy.com to get those Weezy tees. Make sure you check out those Weezy tees and follow Weezy Tees on Instagram at Weezy Tees. Yeah, so it's time to go. Thank y'all for hanging in there with me. I want to remind you, be safe in these streets. Stay good with God. Drink water and eat your veggies. I Weezy out. CMC Productions, LLC.